The weak winter weather in the last half of the 2014-15 ski season hurt the number of skier days at Utah resorts. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
Skier days are defined by the National Ski Areas Association as one person visiting a ski area for all or any part of a day or night to ski or snowboard. Ski Utah ranks the past season ninth poorest in 10 years, with Utah resorts seeing a 4.9% drop in skier days compared with last year. Paul Marshall is Ski Utah's director of communications. He says even though that decline is disappointing, it could have been much worse given the weak snowfall from January to March.
There's so much more that Utah has to offer off the mountain that helps boost the winter industry economy.
Marshall says the season started great with the mountains getting 100 to 130% of normal snowfall, but he says it was the huge investment in snowmaking technology by many resorts that made the difference during the dry spell.
And no matter what Mother Nature brings us next year, we'll all keep our fingers crossed, of course. It's going to be another successful season.
Utah Resort's total number of skier days was 3.95 million. Nationally, the number of skier days decreased by 5% for the 2014-15 season. Bob Nelson, KUER News.